キャスで聞いてくれてことありがとうございます。本日毎日と同じように僕がジョン先生、日本語を面白く教えます。でも本日はですね、やっぱり新しくインタビューをします。I've been so excited for this podcast, all you manga seitos out there, because this guy is the guy who started me learning Japanese, like, oh man, like 6 or so years ago when I first started learning Japanese. So this guy is my sensei. So I'm really excited for this interview with Parker Andrus. Go ahead, Parker, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Thanks, John Sensei. Happy to be here. It's been great to hear some of the Manga Sensei podcasts, and to be able to be a part of one has been an even greater opportunity to be a part of one. Really excited to be here. I've been speaking Japanese for about just over 10 years now, so it's kind of been a while. And have been lucky enough to, since the day I started studying Japanese, had some sort of opportunity to further that language capability, whether it be living in Japan or working for a company in America, helping them with their Japan relations. So, yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, so you've worked in a couple of different companies. You worked for one company going abroad to Japan for them, and now you're actually doing an MBA at Phoenix, right?
Correct. Yeah, I'm currently attending graduate school at a school called Thunderbird, which is an incredible school. They emphasize all of their classes on international business, which is what my selected vocation is. And so I get to learn how to do specific business practices, not only in Japan and throughout Asia, but throughout the entire world. So I'm just a couple months in. I have about a year left, and I'm really excited, loving it, and hope to leverage my degree to get back to Japan and continue some international business over there.
Yeah, and this is not just some little college either. It's like, what, number 4 in the nation for international business, right?
It is, that's correct, yeah. I was lucky to get in, I think, but they have a great reputation, and if anybody's ever looking into doing international business, they have both an undergraduate and a graduate program, but it's a phenomenal school, great experience. I think in my class alone, we represent about 46 different countries. So students from all over the world, pretty much everybody speaks at least one other language. There's a few people that speak 7 or 8 language, which is phenomenal.
Dang.
And I thought I was special with just my one language. And to those of you learning Japanese, you are special for speaking one more, but surround yourself with people that speak 4, 5, 6, 7 languages, and you realize, whoa, I got a ways to go.
Oh, yeah. We had, when I was living in Korea, my neighbor spoke, she lived in New Zealand, but she had learned Chinese, so she spoke English, Chinese, and Korean, her native language. And it was just, and then when I spoke to her in Japanese, just, I was talking on the phone one day, and she said, oh, you speak Japanese? She spoke to me a little Japanese, and I was like, what kind of polyglot are you?
Yeah, that's nuts. It's crazy. I mean, it's good for them. I have nothing but respect for those people.
Yeah. So what first got you into studying Japanese? What was the catalyst for you starting your Japanese adventure here?
Yeah, that's a good question, to be honest. So my dad actually grew up in Tokyo from ages 2 to 9.
Oh, wow.
And all throughout my childhood, he was doing international business and going to Japan at least 3 or 4 times a year. Uh-huh. And always bring back these really cool toys or candy, something that I always look forward to and love, which kind of started my interest in Japan. Mm-hmm. I never really learned the language when I was young, but I had an opportunity to move over to Japan, and where I had to speak frequently, pretty much every hour of every day, to Japanese people, in order to fulfill my purpose. And it was kind of a sink or swim situation where if I didn't learn the language, I wouldn't be able to effectively accomplish my reason for being there. And so I just kind of jumped into the deep end and did what I could to swim, and eventually I didn't drown, but I was able to learn how to swim and pick up some Japanese and haven't looked back.
Now, when you were thrown into that, do you wish you would have had more preparation when you were thrown into the water, or did you like getting just kind of being chucked into a harsh situation like that?
There's probably pros and cons to both, to be honest. personally, I do think there's a greater advantage to just being thrown in. Uh-huh. When you're forced to use something, when you're forced to learn something, then you're a lot more desperate to master it more quickly.
Right.
Because otherwise, you're just, yeah, you just kind of, you feel like you literally are going to drown. So I did enjoy the fact that I kind of just got thrown in there with into the deep end without any life jacket, essentially.
Yeah, I think the want and desire to be able to eat or to, you know, just to make basic daily conversation with somebody is a huge motivator.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, if you get lost, it's up to you. You have yep. to find your way home. If no one's going to save you, no one's going to translate for you. Which I think is kind of somewhat opposite, especially when people meet Japanese people in the States, and they often will be able to speak at least fairly decent English. And so we often, native English-speaking countries, we assume that the other person could speak it. So we often use that as an excuse to learn. So I think there are some different pros to being thrown into the water. But how would you – so you've taught Japanese. You taught me. How do you approach people when they first are starting to learn a language? Where do you start them off at?
Oh, that's a good question. It really is. I wouldn't say there's any kind of blanket solution on how to learn a language. I think everybody is a little bit different, but understanding how you learn is very, very important. If you're more of a visual learner, an auditory learner, or whatever, again, helps you the most is going to be very beneficial. But the thing that I saw the most in regards to those who were successful versus those who struggled a little bit more is. Mm-hmm. People quickly understood that they needed to prioritize their studying. I would see some people when they would start their Japanese study, they don't have any experience, but they would want to study words that were far beyond any kind of colloquial conversation. Words they would never even use in English, they're trying to learn in Japanese. And so I would encourage the people that I taught to study specifically the words that they use. Recognize the opportunities they would have in the next coming days or coming weeks and focus their study in that direction so that they could use what they were studying and ultimately internalize and learn more deeply the Japanese that they were studying.
Setting those specific goals of what you're going to do and then working to be able to achieve them, whether it's the vocab you need or I don't know how to say this but you have a specific purpose in mind.
Exactly. Yep. Study with a purpose is very, very valuable, very, very key. Because anybody can pick up a few words at a time in any language just by Googling what that word is. But the trick is to master it and to remember it. You have to be able to apply it. And so if you're never presented with a situation where that application can take place, you're never going to be able to truly master the language, regardless of what the language is.
Right. So what kind of resources do you use in your study of Japanese? What resources do you find particularly useful?
Yeah, since I'm doing international business, I like to read business Japanese books.
Uh-huh.
That includes, there's still a number of vocabulary words that I don't feel that I'm proficient in.
Mm-hmm.
So usually I'll grab a library book that is specific for Japanese business vocabulary. I also like to watch TV shows to hear it a little bit more because when I'm studying by myself, I don't necessarily have the best pronunciation or I don't know the exact context. And so by hearing other people, native speakers speak the language, that helps me to better learn and improve my language skills.
So what kind of TV shows do you like to watch? Like, have you ever seen Jin? Or Jin?
I have not seen Jin. No, I have not.
Jin is awesome. I really recommend watching Jin.
Is that on Netflix or where is that Netflix. Available?
I had a roommate that pirated it off the internet for me at one point in time, or he owned it or something. I'm going to assume the best that he owned it. But we used to watch that on TV all the time. I really enjoyed that one.
Very cool. Yeah, my wife speaks Japanese as well. And her and I, we like to watch. There's this Japanese reality show on Netflix called Terrace House, which is a little bit more. Yeah, it's really interesting. It's just kind of like a Big Brother type show where it just documents people's lives as they live together. So it's a little bit more conversational, colloquial Japanese, included with some slang. So you get exposure to things you may not hear in a planned out drama per se.
Right. One thing I try to advise people with when they're studying Japanese, and particularly if they're using like anime or manga to learn Japanese, that they try to speak like the people that they already are. Now, it's not going to be useful if they're speaking, you know, speaking like a ninja or a samurai. You're not supposed to be addressing yourself as wagahai or sesha, and you know,
right?
なにやってやがってとか, like that's やりやがって. You know, they need to be using what they would be using for whatever they are doing. If they're a you know, high school student, they should probably try to speak like a high school kid, not like a Japanese witch or something.
Exactly. Yeah, I couldn't agree with that more.
Awesome. So do you have any like so I like looking for different kind of online or different tools that I use. Like recently I came upon Linkui. Have you heard of Linkui?
I haven't heard of Linkui.
Linkui is it's a website where you can like type in a grammar point or a word, and it will show you articles, usually scholarly articles or magazines, and then it uses it in a sentence from those set magazines. So I don't know a word, it actually kind of pops it up. So I get a whole bunch of example sentences. Do you have anything like that you find or use, or do you just use like a basic dictionary?
Basic dictionaries for me. I really, my school gets free subscription to the Japanese Times in Japanese, so I try to read an article or two when I don't have to read volumes of pages for my classes. But really, just I'm trying to better understand the business Japanese that my future career is going to require. So making sure I'm studying the technical words of those things.
Nice. So I'm kind of curious as you how should I phrase this? A lot of people that I've taught Japanese to, whether it be in a classroom setting, or whether it be in like a one-on-one setting, or whether it be on this podcast, some of the questions that I get is, how do you overcome that if you're, for example, if you're thrown into that situation like you are to speak Japanese, how do you get over that, oh my goodness, I'm going to mess up, I'm going to screw up?
That's a great question. You know, really, like, it just comes down to, like, what your ultimate goal with the language is. Desire is a very powerful thing, and it does... Nobody likes to mess up. Nobody likes to fail, but it is necessary for growth. I have a one-year-old son right now who's just learning to walk. Uh-huh. And if he were to succumb to the fear of falling every time, he would never learn how to walk. But every time he falls, he just gets back up. It's like the Japanese kotowaza, right?
Yeah.
Nanakorobi yaoki. Fall down 7 times, get up 8. And it's through that, even if he is messing up, because he's getting back up, that's when the growth takes place. And really, I actually just watched a TED talk about that kind of relates to this. It was about body language and being confident in your speaking.
Uh-huh.
And the excuse said was essentially fake it till you feel it. So if you're, instead of fake it till you make it, fake it till you feel it. In the sense with your Japanese, how that relates is just go for it. Japanese people are never going to ridicule you for any kind of mistake you might make with your Japanese. They're going to encourage you more. And just pretend that you're really good at Japanese, because if you're studying the language, you probably are 95% better than the average American at Japanese.
You definitely
are. And so just kind of having that confidence, and even if you don't have that confidence, faking it until it feels like, oh yeah, I have gained Japanese, this is pretty cool.
Nice. I definitely agree with that. I like how you organized what do you want to do with the language, what's your goal, and then using that desire to power you towards that goal. And then I also like that I really like that fake it till you make it, because I think that's sometimes really what it is. You know, I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to say this, and I don't know how to find out, but I'm going to try it anyway, and then ask.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst thing people are going to say, is that they don't know or they don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst thing you get is,
Yeah, at the same time, like, I mess up. I don't speak my English perfectly as well.
No.
English is my native language, but even still I stutter. I say, there's sometimes where I'm at a loss for words. And so I mess up with my English. And so part of fluency is really, even if you can be considered fluent and still make mistakes.
Yeah.
Nobody in the English spoken language, if it's their native tongue, doesn't, or yeah, speaks it perfectly without making mistakes.
No.
So it's completely natural to make mistakes even in your native tongue.
Yes, perfect. I agree with that wholeheartedly. So from here on out, folks, we're actually going to transition over to speaking into Japanese. If you're a new speaker, go ahead and feel free to listen. Try to catch the words that you know. Or for whatever level you are, I really do recommend that. But if this next portion, we're going to do 100% in Japanese until the very, very end. So get some practice in listening for one. And for second thing, I think it's really good for you to hear some at least one high-level speaker of Japanese.
That's
amazing.
That's
fluency.
You, John-sensei.
Yeah, 僕じゃないけどさ。 全く話せないの、本当に。実はね、今日なんかスピーキングテストがあったんですよ、今日。
本当ですか？
実はですね、皆さん、僕はまだ大学生なのに、漫画先生呼びられ、漫画を通して、なんか日本語を教えてるんですけれども、僕はまだ大学生なんです。しかし、今日、なんかスピーキング試験があって、超下手だった、本当に。超微妙だった。
多分合格できたと思う。
合格できたかどうかは本当に分からないよ、本当に。僕はなんか、
まあ、自信持って。
先生がよく厳しくて、よく緊張したり、不安したり、どうすればいいかなと、よくなんか自問したり、どうすればいいかな、先生を尋ねてきて、いや、もう分からないって言って。いや、もう。
大丈夫です。
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 はいはいはい。それで、アンドレス先生でもパーカー、どれを読んでいいかな？
あ、どっちでも、何でも、パーカーでも OK ですよ。
パーカーでも OK ですか？いい、OK。じゃあ、パーカーにしましょう。
はい、
で、パーカーさんって、まあ、先生昔はそう言ったから、そう読んだから、そうします。じゃあ、パーカー先生、いや、多分何回も転んで、役をなんか立って、どうやって自分でその自信を高めたんですか？
自信を高めた、
はい、
という質問ですか？
はい。
まあそうですね、経験を通して結局間違いが少なくなって、それを通して自信が強くなったかなと。まあやっぱり経験を通して、頑張ることを通して、間違ってもそれを気にしないで、練習ことを通して自信もらったかな。
ああ、なるほど。で、超悪い間違い話がありますか？なんかよく間違えた経験とか。
わあ、
面白い経験とか。
なんだろうね。まあ一つの思い出す経験は、まあそんなに恥ずかしかったではないんだけど、
はい、
自分が日本に届いたばっかりの時に、
はい、
ある日本人と話してて、
はい、
すごく なんて言ったっけ、まあ、自分はこれから寒いになりますねと言ったんですね。でそのはい、はい、日本人がにじゃなくてくだよと言ったんですね。言ってくれた、
はい、
で自分がまだ日本語を勉強し始まったばかりなのでちょっと分からなかったんだけど、彼が寒になるじゃないよと言ってくれて、で、はい、その経験を通してちょっと恥ずかしくなったから、はい、よく覚えてる経験なんですけれども、全ての、はい、なんて言うんですか、まあ、寒いとか暑いとか、はい、なるの動詞を使うときはくにじゃなくてくを使うと、それが正しいと分かってきました。
その通りです。
だからそのちょっと恥ずかしい経験を通して忘れられない経験になったので、その文法も絶対
忘れられないでしょ。
ですね。そう、はい、その経験から一回もその文法間違えたことがない。
はい、なるほど。どうやって地権と地間が違うのか、どうやって起こるとカスが違うのか、それなんか発音的こんな悪いことはなっても。ただ間違いを通して進歩するだし、忘れない経験になるんでしょう。
そうですね。
いいですね。それで よく日本に旅行に行きますね、アンドロス先生。
そうですね、結構まあ何回か行ったことがありますね。で実は12月に行くと思います、
はい、 日本になんかお気に入りところがありますか？なんか一番好きなところがありますか？
いやー、いろいろな好きなところありますね。
はい、
まあ、関東、東京の方だったら、
はい、
横浜にある桜木町、みなとみらいというところはすごい楽しいところ、好きなところなんですね。
はいはい。
で、東京だったらね、お台場も好きです。お台場という楽しいところ。
はい。
まあ、自分が長野県、オリンピックあったところなんですけれども、
はいはいはい、
長野県に住んでることがあるから、まあ、東京と比べると、長野県はすごい田舎の方なんですが、
はいはい、
でも自分は田舎の方が大好きなんですね。田んぼとか山の方、すごく大好きです。
いいね。僕は実はね、6ヶ月ぐらい、少し長野県に住みましたよ。
本当ですか？
はい。
上ででしたっけ？
上でじゃないですよ。伊那です。
あ、伊那か。
伊那
ですよ。すごいね。自分も伊那に行ったことあります。
はい。
好きなところです。
好きでしょ？
いいですね。
伊那市のすぐ近い、高戸市ご存知ですか？
あ、あ。
高戸市の桜いっぱい、ぼわーもあって、すっごく綺麗。
いいね。
すごく綺麗。
いや、行きたいな。
そう、12月に行くだって？
そうですね。自分がよく仕事の関係で日本に、まあ、仕事で行くときは出張と言うんですけれども、はい、出張で何回か行ったことあるから、スカイマイル、すごい溜まったんですね。
高めたんじゃないね。
だから、スカイマイルを使って、妻と一緒に2人で行きます。
はい、
1週間くらい。
あ、子供と一緒？
子供、今回はちょっと子供を置いて、
はい、まあ、もう残念だね。
残念ですけど、実は今年の3月までに家族として日本に住んでたから、
はい、
子供たちも日本に、まあ、暮らしたことだけではなくて、はい、行ったことではなくて、
はい、
完全に住んだことがあります。
へえ、羨ましい。
ああ
、いいねんだそれ
ね。
それで、もう1回だけ日本に行く経験があったら、1日だけなんかどこに行きます？
いやー、ジョン先生は難しい質問聞くな。
その通りですよ、本当に。これは僕のなんか俺様のポッドキャストであることだ。
いや、自分は日本の歴史が好きですから、なんか歴史深いところに行くかな。
京都かな。
京都でもいいし、どこだろう、日光？
どこ？
日光も結構、日光？
あ、日光。
あ、日光も結構いいところですから、
はい、
あ、日光に行くかな。日光か、京都。
ああ、いいね。実はね、うん、去年の8月ぐらい京都に行ったんですよ。2回目。
本当ですか？
はい。
いいね。
京都も好きだった。本当になんか金閣寺よりなんか銀閣寺の方が好きだったけどね。
いいね。まあ両方ともいいところですね。
ロードのいいところだけど、なんか金閣寺ただ見えるんじゃない？で、なんか
そうだよね。
ほんのショップがあまりないし、なんかただ
混んでるし。
混んでるし。でも銀閣寺の方がなんか人数が多くて、なんか着物よく見えるし、
あ、そうだよね。それもありますね。
うんうん。で、これ多分変な質問ですけれども、アンドレス先生が偶然にプフなんか日本語全部忘れちゃったら、今から日本語を習おうと、どうやって日本語をもう一度習いますか？
そうですね。まあ、前に言ったと思うんですけれども、もしかしたらその次の週間、次の1ヶ月間の、はい、なんか計画を見てて、
はい、
その経験する経験のために単語を、はい、集まって、そういう単語を勉強すると思う。
あ、日本に踏ん切りを取り日本に行きます？
え、もう一回お願いします。
それでもう一度踏ん切りを取って、日本語分からなくても日本に行くつもりですか？
そうだよね。日本はすごく大好きですから。
いいんじゃない、その考え方。
うん。
踏ん切りをと、皆さん踏ん切りをしてます？踏ん切りはね、 Leap of faith.
いい単語ですね。
いい単語ね。僕はね、どうやってこの単語を習ったというと、日本語を間違えて、ちょっと恥ずかしくなったら、僕、日本語を全く話せないと、なんか僕に自問したんですよ。自問したんですよ。で、どうやってこれを解決するのか、僕の友達に頼りに、尋ねたんです。友達が、踏ん切りを取れと言ったんですよ。踏ん切りは何だって言って、Leap of faith。ただ話せって
言って。いいね。いいね。素晴らしいと思う。
で、皆さんご存じないと思いますけど、みんなの漫画生徒たちが。千間違いの後でペレペレになるのは、アンドレス先生、パーカー先生のことわざなんです。実は。
よく覚えていらっしゃるね。
いや、ただ僕はよく間違いを通してなったから、多分アンドレス先生が天才かな。それが天地かも。
いやいや、まあみんなはたくさん間違ってるから、それは自然です。
自然ですね。
うん、たくさん間違えてください。
間違えましょう。で、これは多分最後の質問かもしれないですけど、
はい。
アンドレス選手の一番、じゃあ、どうやって言えばいいかな。一番大切な、僕はもう一度日本語を習えたら、何を上下に与えるでしょう、どういう上下に与えるでしょう、
まあ、自信を持つことですね。ただ、自信を持つことを通して、恐れを捨てて、自信持てば何でもできる。かな、本当に遠慮なくというか、でも、まあ、恐れがあると、進歩できない。
進歩できないです。
だから、はい。だから、ただ、自信を持って、みんなが、日本人も間違えてると、理解できたら、
はい、
頑張ると、必ず、まあ、マスター、日本語のマスターというか、
はい、
になれると思います。
なれます。きっと。なれます、きっと。本当にそう。で、皆さん、今日、アンドレス先生と僕、ジョン生徒の一緒の話を聞いてもらってありがとうございます。で、今からもう一度英語にしますけど、本当に皆さんに聞いてくれたことありがとうございます。本当に心配と、心配じゃなくて、失敗を通して、心配を通して進歩ができない。無理です。
うん、
ですから、アンドレス先生と言ったのような、自信を持って、ただに話そう。で、I really appreciate you coming on to the podcast today, Anderson. Say it's been a treat. I can't really relay to everyone how excited I was for this podcast, just because it's fun. It's fun, I think, for me to kind of be able to talk Japanese one more time with my teacher, the guy who originally started me off on this, and then to talk to almost his equals here as someone that's just my friend who's given me a lot of counsel with building up Manga Sensei as I put together posters and things like that. He's been a big help.
Yeah. Well, it was equally exciting for me and probably even more rewarding to be able to hear your Japanese and see the tremendous progress that you made. So
it's really easy progress. My pleasure. Basic 私は。
Yeah, でも上手です。
ありがとうございます。すみません。わざわざ。で、is there, if you want to get in contact with you, what's the best way to get in contact with you, Anderson? Say.
Great question. My email address, I can send it to you, but it's PC as in cat. A, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, R, U, S as in Sam, the number 13 at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm on Instagram at parkcity_and. And you're welcome to follow me there. I've had the opportunity to travel all over Asia, so you're welcome to follow me on my travels over there. And yeah, I'll be going to Japan in December, so there'll at least be a few posts about that.
And you can see
but feel free to email me or contact me via Instagram.
Yeah, awesome. And you can also see his pictures of his adorable children on there.
I won't lie, they are pretty cute, but my two-year-old has been kind of a wampaku child during this interview, so hopefully she didn't get in the way too much.
No. I think she was just fine. I think you'll be... If they hear any rattling, they'll also know it's an adorable two-year-old. They can see it's an adorable. Although she looks kind of angry in that one picture with her little pigtails there.
She does have quite the attitude some days, so that's a well good representation of her bad days.
Well, everybody, I'm going to sign off. Remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. Why don't you say it? It's your kotowaza.
英語で日本語で日本語でわからないかな。Well, after 10,000 mistakes, you'll become fluent. So, みんなで間違いましょう。
間違いましょう。All right, everybody, we'll see you tomorrow. じゃあね。